This Sunday night, ABC presents Bye Bye Birdie, a new 3-hour TV version of the 1960 Broadway musical. It stars Jason Alexander and Tyne Daly. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Bye Bye Birdie, with lyrics by Lee Adams and music by Charles Strauss, is a period musical, but about its own period. It was written in 1960, about 1960. Birdie is an Elvis Presley-type rock star who's about to be drafted into the Army. His manager's secretary and longtime girlfriend concocts a public relations stunt to have Birdie pick out a fan club member at random and kiss her goodbye on the Ed Sullivan Show. In the original Broadway play, and in the 1963 movie version, Dick Van Dyke played Albert the Agent. In this new ABC version, he's played by Jason Alexander, who's one of the two real treats here. The other is Tyne Daly, who plays his overbearing mother. They're terrific, whether they're singing, dancing, or just talking.
3 days and 3 nights on a crowded bus. But what's the difference? I'm only a mother, and for a mother, a bus is good enough.
Mama, what are you doing here?
Did you think I wouldn't come? A woman gets a letter, obviously written under the influence of drugs, and she should stay home. Dear Mom, this is to let you know that Al Melu is dissolved. Your friend, Albert. Al Melu is dissolved. Dissolved me. Who am I anyway? A sick old woman probably won't last the night. All I want is a simple stone with one word carved on it. Albert's mother.
China Phillips plays Kim, the girl Birdie is supposed to kiss. That's the girl that Anne Margaret played in the movie, and turned into such a sex pot that the whole musical became a sex plot. This new version is all innocence, except for one sexy dance number by Vanessa Williams, who plays Alexander's secretary and love interest. Williams dances and sings nicely and acts well. The only thing she doesn't do all that convincingly is lip sync to her previously recorded vocals, which is a little distracting. But she's better than Phillips, who doesn't even sing well here. And Mark Cuttish as Birdie, in vocal and sex appeal terms, is closer to Elvis Costello than Elvis Presley. If you're not familiar with Bye Bye Birdie, you might be surprised by how much of the music you know already. George Wendt, as Kim's father, gets to sing this number.
Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say. They are disobedient, disrespectful oafs. Noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. And while we're on the subject, kids, you can...
And Alexander gets to sing the show's most famous number of all.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant...
The main reason to watch Bye Bye Birdie is to watch Alexander in action, away from his character as George Costanza on Seinfeld, and to see him doing the song and dance stuff that won him a Tony for Jerome Robbins Broadway. He's so good, he could single-handedly bring back the variety show. But there's another reason, too. At a time when family TV entertainment is hard to find, ABC is serving up a major helping here. This trend of reviving musicals for TV started last year with Bette Midler and Gypsy, and a few others already are in the works for next year. I'm so happy about that I could sing. But don't worry, I'll leave that to the professionals.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.